Okay, so we're recording, thank you.
So I start by reading out the following announcement. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or recordings is not under the Council's control. Okay, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to our Appeals and Review Committee. As this is our first Appeals and Review in this cycle, I'd be grateful if we could go around the table and introduce ourselves, if I may start. My name is Councillor Claire Forrest, and I am the chair of this meeting.
My name is Laura Strong, I'm a Democratic Services Officer.
Okay, I'm Councillor Ian Ashcroft. I'm actually substituting for Councillor Julie Bradshaw.
Councillor Andy Dent from Burstall East and Wanley.
Thank you. I'm Councillor Sarah Fox from Corner Mount Sorrel Castle.
Hello, I'm Councillor Sandra Woodward from Reek Villages.
Lovely. I'm Mark Fennell, I'm the team leader here for National Built Environment at Chorne.
Thank you.
I'm Catherine Howson, the Principal Solicitor.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving forward then, on to item one, I have apologies from Councillor Bradshaw, and Councillor Ashcroft is here as a substitute. Is that enough to move on?
Yep, everyone else is here, Chair, yep.
Thank you. So item two, we have the minutes of the previous meeting. I would like to know how we go about.
So you're just being asked to note them, Chair, just for information, because you can't really prove them as a correct record.
No.
Who's here? Yeah.
So thank you. Do you need a proposal and a seconder for noting, or is it simply
you
enough?
Do it with the consent of the meeting, if everyone's happy to note them.
Do we consent to noting the contents of that meeting?
Yes.
That's a nod all round. Thank you very much. Then we have a disclosures on item three of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interest. Yes, please.
Just to state that one of the issues I believe we're going on to discuss is in my ward.
Right.
But that I haven't had any prior involvement.
Thank you very much, Councillor Woodward. No, Councillor Fox, apologies. None others? Right. So if we could then move on to item four. There have been no questions submitted under questions for Committee Procedures 12.8.
That's correct, Chair, no questions.
Thank you very much. So we can move on to item five. Gosh, this is going very well.
Perhaps at this stage, I can presume we ask Mr. English, who's the objector, to join us at the table.
What a good idea. Mr. English, would you like to join us at the table?
Thank you.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Hello there.
So we are coming now to item five, which is regarding the tree preservation order at this address in Quorne.
14 Sanders Road, Quorne.
Thank you very much. There is a procedure to go through. I first would ask our Principal Solicitor, Catherine Harrison, to introduce the report. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. We're here tonight to consider the Borough of Charnwood, 14 Sanders Road, Quorne, Tree Preservation Order 2023. The tree preservation order has been provisionally made by officers following receipt of a conservation area consent notification. The provisional order has been objected to, and so it's before committee to decide whether to confirm the order or not. Tonight you'll hear from a representative of the Head of Planning and Regeneration, who will explain the reasons for the council officers issuing the tree preservation order. And also we have the objector here to state their reasons why they wish to object to the order. Having asked any questions you want to and listen to both, you'll need to decide whether, in your view, in the interest of protecting the amenity of the area, it is expedient for the trees to be protected by a tree preservation order, or whether you consider the objections that you hear that can be made on any grounds outweigh the outweigh the need to protect the tree.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'd like to move on to ask Mark Fennell to present his case. I have you down as our tree officer, but I appreciate you might have a more formal title.
Yeah, I'm the team leader for National Built Environment. Unfortunately, our tree officer resigned some time ago, and she's moved on to work elsewhere. So I'm sort of substituting for her, really. So some of the technical questions I might not be able to answer, but I'll do my best. Okay, I'll keep this brief because I think we really want to hear from Mr. English and his concerns and everything. So if I just give you a bit of background, the council received a conservation area notice on the 9th of January 2023 to fell a tree as the roots were causing damage to the paving around the tree. Now, just to give you a bit of background, conservation area is just if a tree is within a conservation area, the owner of the tree is, if they want to do work to it, they need to notify the council, and it gives the council then a chance to look at that and decide whether they want to serve a tree preservation order. Just a little bit of background. So in this instance, the applicant was concerned that the tree was over-dominant and causing a sense of claustrophobia in his paved front garden. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. The tree is a blue spruce. It's in good physiological condition and makes, as far as we're concerned, it makes a significant contribution to the visual amenity of the area. The tree officer undertook a tree assessment to establish if the tree met the criteria for serving a tree preservation order. The criteria was considered to have been met, and therefore the head of planning and growth served this provisional TPO. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. So we start off now by asking members of the committee if you have any questions that you would like to ask of Mr. Fennell. Yes, please.
I'm learning. Obviously, you've talked about the process, which is to look at the physiological condition of the tree.
Yes.
As one of the factors. I note, if that's okay, if I'm allowed to go, I note in the objection from the resident that there's quite a lot of talk of the damage that it's, the roots are doing to the current property, and would just be interested to know how that has kind of been taken into account.
Okay. It's something we will take into account to a degree, but I think as you say, the learning curve with this, it's sort of a two-stage process. So the notification process allows the council the opportunity to look at the tree, look at the condition of the tree, look at the amenity value of the tree, and to decide whether to serve a tree preservation order. Now, a tree preservation order doesn't mean that works can't be undertaken to that tree or that tree can be felled, but it moves it into an arena where an application has to be made first works and the council can control it. So when a notice is submitted to us, we can't control as a council works to that tree. All we can do is decide whether the tree merits a TPO and serve the provisional TPO, so ensure that tree is protected. Now, we're going through the process here of establish whether in that, hearing from Mr. English as to whether that should be confirmed or not. But if that is confirmed, it would be a route. I know it sounds very long-winded and bureaucratic, but that's the system we're given to work with. Mr. English would be able to apply for those works, and under a TPO application, you expressly submit quite detailed information of how foundations or surface materials being damaged, and there's a lot more exploratory work needed and reports needed to assess the situation. So you, in a way, you're making quite an informed decision, but we're not in a position to be able to ask for that information to make that informed decision through a notification process. Hopefully that makes it clear.
Yeah. Yes, Councillor Ashcroft.
Hi there. I notice it says that the assessment was carried out and it had a tempo score of 20. I must admit, I've got no idea what this scale is or how significant 20 actually is. Yeah. So I wonder if you could...
Okay, yeah, I can elaborate a little bit. It's not beyond my area of expertise, but I can give you a little bit of advice. So what happens is with a tempo assessment, it's a nationally recognised assessment tool. It's designed to be used by planning officers as well as tree officers, so sort of informed professionals can use a tempo assessment. basically it assesses the value of the tree in terms of its condition, the age of the tree, so whether it's got longevity, the amenity value of the tree, and then it'll move forward through that assessment. If it reaches a score of 7 or more, it will move on to the next part of the assessment, and then it'll assessment the value of the tree in terms of the local community, if you like, and then you then add an assessment as to the threat to the tree. So the submission of a 211 notice, which is this conservation area notice, to fell the tree is a very, very serious threat. So it bumps the score up. Now, in terms of scoring, if a tree achieves a score of 12 to 15, you would look at that, and that's a marginal situation where you would serve a TPO. But everything over a score of 16 would mean that a TPO, it would be recommended that it's definitely served, and this received a score of 20.
Would anybody else like to ask a question at the moment? I have a question, if that's all right. And I'm just interested in this. Is the tree a particular rare variety of tree? Is it a slow growing tree? What's its growth rate? What are we expecting it to eventually get to?
My understanding, it's difficult to answer those questions
because yes,
they're quite technical. The one thing I can tell you, it was identified through the tempo assessment as a juvenile specimen.
Right.
So I'm assuming that it would grow to quite a considerable size.
Right.
I don't know whether Mr. English might know a little more into the species of the tree, I don't know.
Okay. And then, it's a bit of a learning curve for some of us, and I just want to clarify. If I have this wrong, please do tell me. Do I understand that if we were to vote in favour of a tree preservation order on this, it doesn't mean that no work can be done to the tree, or that if it became clear through review and investigation that it was a interference with the house, work could still be done on that tree?
Yes.
In a roundabout sort of way?
All it does, it brings it in to the position where the council have control. I'm sure, I appreciate from Mr. English's point of view, you submit a notice, tree preservation order served, you end up serving a tree, works to protect a tree. But it means that it's in the realms of being able to understand clearly what the problems with the tree are. In this instance, it may be that some of it is self-evident. If there's heave and the paving is resulting in damage to the paving, but through the tree preservation order and an application to do that, you would make an assessment as to whether is it a case where the paving could be lifted and relaid, or are the tree roots too great? And then you would balance that with the importance of the tree. So it doesn't mean a tree can't be felled, because the TPO trees often, they contract diseases. But also, just as a little bit of a background, I don't want to digress too much, but the TPO process also allows us to control and ensure a replacement tree is planted. So for every TPO tree that is taken out, at least one tree has to be replanted. And if we allow that to happen through a 211 notice, we don't have any control to ensure that's planted. Now, I know you were looking at doing that, and I've got no question that you may do that, but the council don't have control to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
You would be doing it in good faith.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Do we have any other questions from our members of our committee? Then, Mr. English, I'm sure you're raring to go. If you have any questions you'd like to ask of Mr. Fennell, and then once you've finished those questions, you will be able to present your case.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Thank you.
So the size, that's probably the main reason for us wanting to change it. You think it could go again in terms of its size?
I don't know. All I know is it's a juvenile specimen.
Yeah.
And it stands, what, 12 metres?
At least, yeah.
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 Yeah. So if it's a juvenile specimen, you would expect a tree to be double in size, wouldn't you? But I don't know anything about the species. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And just to reinforce that point that you made about if we could go further, it would probably mean, I mean, I wasn't aware of the process until you just outlined it, but it brings it into your control. But if there's a finding today that's against me, there's still another process to go through to potentially
absolutely.
To try.
Yeah, and you know, it's a bit more, you know, there's a bit more bureaucracy in a way to go through.
Yeah.
But it means that if you put an application in for it, in the scenario you would put an application in to do works to a TPO tree, we could ask you to employ someone to do some investigation to see what the exact problems are.
Yeah.
So that decision is the real informed decision.
Yeah.
We're not losing the tree just because, you know, we think there might be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, here there may not be. Up on the site, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if you finish your questions, Mr. English, would you like to present your case?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's pretty simple. We have a garden that's on a bit of a dogleg that goes to the front of the house. That garden has five other trees on it. They're pretty substantial trees, and they are subject to TPO, so they must stand three times taller than this tree at the moment. But when you include that plus this spruce tree, the front garden is almost usable. I mean, you've probably seen the photos. You know, we can't use it for social stuff, we can't use it for the kids to play around in, and this tree just continually gets bigger. We've been there 12 years and it's probably doubled in size in that period, so it's interesting that it might grow further. Where it stands today is it probably dominates, because it's quite a wide tree, it probably dominates at least a third, probably a half of the front garden, and therefore we cannot use it. And it sounds to me like it's only going to get bigger. Around the tree originally was built a perimeter wall, and now that wall is now becoming damaged, and probably because the tree has expanded so wide in its circumference, it's overgrown that. What we'd like to do is the opportunity to, and that tree also is growing into the other trees, so the canopy on those is quite high, so it's growing into those, and it looks a bit like a jungle or from garden, I suppose. So what we'd like to do is tidy it up, because we think it'd look tidier. Definitely replace it with another tree. You know, absolutely no intention just to get rid of the tree for tree's sake, but we would like to create some space so we can use it as a social area as well. Because I've got two young kids who are both 9 and 11, so it's been nice to use it for that reason as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. English. Now, if you're ready,
yeah.
I'd like to open it up to our committee and ask, do you have any questions for Mr. English? Councillor Fox.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask, and sorry if it's put in, but I don't know about tree species.
Yeah.
Talk about your intention to replace it with another tree. So what were you, if given that opportunity, what were you thinking?
A smaller tree, one that certainly has a limited growth in terms of where it can go to, and the discussions I had with life are just around a blossom tree, but something that grows but won't dominate that area that we do have to try and use it.
I can see it. I think I'm looking at the right tree, and it does have a wide,
very wide.
It's not up and out. It's out and it's like a Christmas tree.
It's a Christmas tree.
Yeah. So I can see your. I can understand. Am I allowed to make a comment as well?
Yeah.
Can understand your comment.
I believe so.
Oh.
Yes.
I can understand your comment that most trees go up.
Yeah.
And the wider bit is at the top.
Yeah.
But this is not like most trees.
Yeah.
And that its greatest width is right near the bottom.
Yeah. So the other four trees are all tall.
Yeah.
Ash trees, obviously, with a stem and the canopy is up there. Yeah. Nowhere near human. This one dominates the ground.
Yeah.
Because it's the size. That. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Fox. Any other questions? Yes, Councillor Ashcroft.
Do you know of the origins of this? Like, was it part of a planned, part of, you know, did somebody put it in? Because I just, Mr. Google tells me it grows to 49 feet, by the way. So I just wondered what the original intention planning was, whether something's changed during, after the planting, to make this now not seem a good idea.
The house was built in the late 80s. Before me, there was only one owner, a couple that were in their 90s when I bought it off them 12 years ago. I believe they planted this tree in 1996, which was after, the, you know, 10 years after the house was built. I think 10 years after the original TPO over that conservation area. Presumably at that point in time, it was a much smaller tree that was, I don't know, 6-8 foot tall, and now it's...
So it wasn't part of an original development.
Not that I understand that.
It was the previous owner who actually planted it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the owners of that property originally had another parcel of land, which they sold in 1996 to a developer, made some money out of that, and obviously with the money, I think they redeveloped the front garden, which is this bit we're talking about, but also had an extension put on the house, and that was in 1996. And on the stone wall, or the brick wall that goes around the base of the tree, which is now broken because the roots have gone so big, there's a plaque that says 1996.
Okay, thank you.
That's a quick one.
But also the extension they had done on the house was done in 1996. That's my understanding of it.
Am I right in thinking that you're going to replant the tree in the same place?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But a smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd also like to put some grass around it and some borders, so obviously it looks pretty and nice, but yeah, exactly the same place, yeah. You obviously have to go.
Is it the right time to ask just a clarifying question about the decision we're going to be making, or is it in a minute?
I think it's fine. I mean, at the moment, make sure that you know everything you'd like to know from...
It's kind of
linked. Okay, well, in which case, yes, then, yeah.
Because what I would like to know, either now or in a minute, I'm not sure when's the best time, is if we vote, as I understand it, if we vote for the tree preservation order, it comes under the council's control and it doesn't stop the management of the tree, but then it goes through a longer process. If Mr. English, and that returns to my original question, in good faith is saying that he is going to plant another tree, is the situation of our committee that we have to trust Mr. English in good faith what he said, and is the... risk that we are dependent upon a promise that we can't enforce. Am I correct? Is that the right understanding?
So my understanding is if you want to be sure that the, and this is no reflection on whether or not
I'm on
a
council.
If you want to be sure that the tree should it be removed to be replaced with another tree, then the only way to do that is to confirm the tree preservation order and go through the process of applying for works to a tree covered by a TPO. And if the decision was made that you could remove it, then the council could require a replacement tree. So that would be the only way, taking out any trust issue, that would be the way the council could be sure that would happen.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, that's what I thought I understood. I just wanted to clarify that, but I absolutely have no reason to question any good faith.
I would definitely
understand, trust good faith.
Well, there's 5 other trees on the front as well, all with tree preservation borders on it. I could do nothing else with the garden if I wanted to.
Councillor Dent, did you want to speak again?
Yes. I'm presuming that whatever decision we make today, the tree still can be felled at a later stage?
Yes.
Yes, I can't confirm it can be felled, but there is an opportunity to apply for that, and providing there's justification, then it would be something we look at, but also it does give the opportunity, if we consider that it's appropriate for that to be felled, that we can control a tree that goes back.
Did that decision come under you, but not this committee then?
Yes, it would be an officer decision when the application came in.
Okay. Thank you. I have Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, this one's for you, Mark, I think.
Are we all right to do it like that?
I think if there are no further specific questions for Mr. English, and then there's the opportunity for the committee to ask questions of either party to make sure you're absolutely happy you've got everything you need to make your decision. So I don't think there's anything specific for Mr. English.
I think it's a constructive approach, you ask the question.
So I'll let you go, Chairman.
Are you all right just to hold on to that? Because I'd like...
I'll try.
You go on. Could I ask... I think I've got my check here. Could I ask Mr. Fennell, do you have any questions of Mr. English?
Not any questions, but I think there's one question that was asked by Councillor Ashcroft that I can probably clarify a little bit more. I think it's right. I don't think this tree was part of the original planting scheme for that development. I think it's evident that actually there are some others along Sanders Road which are quite a bit larger. So I don't think this tree was part of the original planting scheme. And the larger trees were actually probably part of the original Parkland court.
Okay, thank you. So I think that brings us on to our last section of item five, which is to say, do we have any questions or additional information that the committee would like? Councillor Ashcroft.
I'm not sure it was worth the wait, everybody. So, again, to Mark, because you did your assessment and it's based on various things, and one of them you say it's a benefit to the community, you know, visually and so on. Is that just because it's a tree or because it's a tree that looks like that?
No, it has to be a tree that contributes to the amenity of the area. And here it's obviously contributing to the character of the conservation area as well.
Okay, my question really is, would you think it was replaced by a small fruit tree or something that would change the character enough that this would be seen to be an issue?
I'm not a specialist, but my view would be that probably wouldn't be a huge issue. I think it's an issue about having a tree there. Okay. And having a tree of a reasonable size. My understanding from the tree species is that it's an ornamental tree. So if you were replacing that with a cherry, that wouldn't be inappropriate.
Okay, so
wouldn't be inappropriate.
No, yeah.
So this would be, if the TPO went ahead and Mr. English decided that he wanted to put in a proposal to replace it with a small tree, it wouldn't be a definite no then, because it's not the same tree.
No, okay. We have to evaluate that, and I think then it gives the opportunity for any supporting information to be submitted, and as far as to ask for that and supporting information.
Okay, thank you.
I'd had to question myself in a moment ago and it just completely out of my Councillor Woodward, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I suppose it's a question just generally really. So I can see that the ground cover there, it's paved up to the tree and then there's the kind of retaining wall. So can I just ask about, is that the same for all the trees in that preservation, in that area, under the order? Is the whole area paved, basically?
No, so you've also got the driveway down to my house. Mm-hmm. There's the car parking area where the skip is.
Right.
And then on the right-hand side, you can see three trees that are stone floor. And then straight down the middle, you can see the tree that's got the area. So what we would like to do is replace that tree with a smaller one, probably chain that wall into a stone wall so it's similar to the front one, and then put grass in the middle along with some plants. So it's usable, you can sit there, enjoy the sun in the afternoon, which you can't do in the back garden.
Right, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Councillor Woodward. Councillor Fox.
I'll ask a question of Mr. English.
Sorry. I think we're allowed to because it's additional information, isn't it? From any of the parties.
It's sort of leading on from this question. Sorry if I'm a doctor, it just makes me think of another question. You mentioned in your objections your neighbours.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could, but it was quite brief. I wonder if you could provide any more detail on.
As in what, their view on the tree?
Yeah. Is that a shared driveway?
It is, yeah. So there's a lady. Yeah, it is a shared, a lady that's facing me.
Yeah.
When you're doing the garden, you just obviously talk to people going up and down the street, walking dogs, and you know, people often comment that isn't that growing? you can't see it on the photo, but there's a wall around the front,
yeah.
And people obviously comment that it's breaking, it's getting bigger, and what are you going to do about that? So
thank you.
Yeah, no one specifically says it's a horrible view, and no one specifically says it's.
Great.
It's lovely. Okay. It's just comments about its size and its growth. And
yeah.
I used to live here 20 years ago before you did, when it was a small tree, and
etc.
But it's since we've been there in 12 years, it's doubled in size.
Yeah.
And now the leaves, now the larger trees have leaves on them. Mm. You know, the top of the tree is just grown into it, and you can only see. So as it gets bigger and bigger, you're not going to be able to see anything.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Are there any questions left? No? Am I ready to make my following statement? Is that the better?
Can I ask Mark a question?
Oh, of course, please.
So, if we went down the route of a TPO stands and I make a further application, what gives us a potential opportunity? What's the criteria? Is the criteria purely on aesthetics and community feel, or is it?
No, but it would be on the nuisance that the tree is causing.
Yeah.
So we have to establish the level of that nuisance.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying that at the moment, you're saying it's damaging the paving.
Yeah.
But there isn't any. I think you walk to site, it's establishing a proper assessment of that. So it's like some of that paving will probably have to be lifted to see if there are actually roots.
Yeah.
And to see that it is that tree that's causing the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, because to be honest, I haven't had that chance to visit the site. I picked this up from the previous tree officer. So some of the stuff might be clearly evident, but it allows that supporting information to corroborate the level of nuisance.
Yeah.
And then that is balanced against the amenity value of the tree.
So could that nuisance also include the fact that we can't use the front garden for what we'd like to use it for?
In terms of uses of land, probably not.
Right.
It's the fact that it's causing damage that is having to constantly be repaired. It's a difficult one, really. Until that information comes in, you can't make that judgment. So. That's why I'm saying to you, I can't guarantee that the decision would be that this tree can be removed.
Without
undertaking that assessment, it's one of those things that would have to be done at that time, and there would have to be clear justification as to why the tree needed to be removed.
Yeah.
I can't really say any more
than that. Okay. Well.
I see a tentative hand, Councillor Fox. Go on.
Can I ask Mr. Fennell a question? If a TPO was to be agreed, are you able to give, and Mr. English is talking about damage that he believes is currently happening, what sort of time frame would he then be looking at if there needs to be a thorough investigation? If that makes sense, I'm aware that.
Yeah.
So the situation would be, as soon as we receive that tree preservation, application to do works to a tree covered by a tree preservation order, we have 8 weeks to make a decision. And we have to respond to that and issue a decision within an 8 week period. What I don't know is how long it would take to get the information together to justify what you're proposing.
Yeah.
And that is a maximum of 8 weeks. That's the limit.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Are you happy with the questions that you've been able to ask?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Useful.
Thank you, Mr. English. I'm glad it was. Committee, are we happy? Any more questions that we want to ask? No? Mr. Fennell, do you have any more questions you'd like to ask?
No, I don't
think so. Okay. Should I now read out my statement?
Yes.
Okay, so. The committee, with the advice of its legal advisor, is as necessary, will now discuss this matter and then decide whether or not the order should be confirmed and, if so, whether with or without modification. During this part of the meeting, the parties may not participate. However, this remains a public meeting and the parties may continue to observe if they so wish. Right then, so having asked all our many questions, we are now at the point of discussion, and after that it will lead us to a proposer and a seconder to either confirm the tree preservation order or to not confirm the tree preservation order. As it's only for one tree, there's really no option for us to modify the order, so because they take this one down but not that one, we haven't got that option. So it's really, do we want to confirm the tree preservation order or do we not want to confirm the tree preservation order? So what do we think? Yes, please.
Some key factors for me. This, while we're only discussing one, there are, I believe, three others which are covered by TPO. We can see them and were originally covered by TPO when Mr. English purchased the property. Mm-hmm. And I think a key fact for me was that the tree has been planted in addition to those by, as I understand it, the previous owners. And therefore, that's why it's not currently covered by one. So I feel that if you were looking at the original landscaping and what they said was needed for the conservation order, it was not needed at that time. Does that make sense? So yeah. That makes me more in the mind of not confirming, though I do bow to the expertise of people who've obviously done their roles for a long time. I think the other thing that's a key factor for me, and I do have arguments on both sides, is I can see the difficulty of having a tree with a wide base, whereas most trees at least you can use underneath it, and I do think that's a key factor. Of all the trees you could have in your front garden, it's going to dominate. Mm. And I can understand from a resident's point of view how limiting that might be in using the area, because you can't use the area under a tree, whereas you usually can. I think I was interested that I don't think we've quite probed, I will stop talking in a second, as much as I would like, but as I understand it, it's very much Mr. English's front garden, and he wants to put another tree in there, and it's not having a huge impact on his neighbours, for example. It's not like, you know, it's in his front garden, it's not overlooking, it's not overhanging somebody else's garden, for example. So I feel that it kind of satisfies my question with the available information on the impact on his neighbours. So I'm probably moving more towards not confirming it, and that's not to go against the thorough approach of a council, but I sort of feel there's quite a lot of good reasons, and I, you know, in good faith, it's been said that there will be another tree replacing it, so that's where I'm leaning at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Fox. Councillor Woodward.
Thank you. I was just considering the information that Mark Fennell gave about the scoring, and just that anything 16 plus would require a TPO, and it scored a 20. And that's the kind of assessment basis that we're working with. And taking into account the conversations about usability of the space and its function and all of that type of thing, you know, we have to think also about the fact that the maturity of the tree will house habitats, you know, and that won't be replaced by a newly planted tree, however big it is, because it's about an established kind of habitat for that environment. You know, so yeah, I would probably go for supporting the order because of the assessment. Being over the 16 plus would automatically get into TPO, so yeah, that's, and then as Mark said, the further investigation on, you know, what the impact is and what all of the other things can be the next stage.
Thank you very much. Councillor Ashcroft, you indicated you'd like to say.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to mention the tempo thing as well, and I think my concern is if we didn't uphold the order, then we would be in fact making the decision, whereas I'm not a tree expert, I'm not an expert on that, and I'd rather some expert did it. I do appreciate Mr. English's position, and I personally would want to substitute with a different tree, and I think a different tree would probably look better, to be honest, but I'm not an expert in this, and I think by supporting the TPO, it means that it'll be a proper assessment of the tree by people who are experts in the area, and I feel more comfortable if a decision was made on that basis rather than me contributing a decision here.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Dent, do you have anything you wish to add?
We've always made the size of it, the size that it's going to get, and the difficulty in then removing it when it does get to that size. I agree with Councillor Woodward and with you, Councillor, with what you said, but I'd go on the same lines as not approving the TPO, because I think that it's a one-off tree. It's in an area where there's lots of other trees, long it's been replanted with something better. I think it's, we shouldn't go with it, but that's just my own personal thought.
Okay, well.
But I do understand experts may need to get involved. mean, it's all new to me, obviously, to Dover.
I think you say it's just your opinion, but as a member of this committee, your opinion matters, very much so. Okay, so do we have a proposer or a seconder, a proposer for either of those positions?
Well, I would propose for the preservation order.
So you would like to propose that we move forward with the tree preservation order without modification? Yes. Thank you very much, Councillor Woodward. Do I have a seconder for that?
Yes, I'll second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. So if we... Yes, may I?
So you just need a reason, if you could just articulate a reason for why... Why you would be making that decision?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for the tempo assessment being 20 and the 16 plus being usual TPL.
Okay. So that the tree want the immunity of the area, the tree should be protected.
Yeah.
And the objections aren't outweighing that.
Yes. And yes. Yeah.
Thank you. So I have a proposer. I have a seconder. And I'm assuming at this point we go for a vote, yes? Nothing else?
No, that's correct. You've got a proposal and a second, so you need to vote on that proposal, which is to confirm the order.
Okay. So for those who would like to vote in favour of the motion, which is to confirm the tree preservation order, if you would vote now to confirm.
Yeah.
Yes?
So I've got one, two, are you voting, Chair?
I'm afraid,
three.
Yeah.
So that's 3-4.
And those who would like to vote against?
Two.
Thank you very much.
So that's carried, Chair. The committee have resolved to confirm the order for the reason set out by Councillor Woodward.
Right, thank you. And now I should read this section here out, is that right?
Yes, so that's the reason that was just given. But yes, you can read that out. That's exactly the same as the reason.
Oh, I see that. Oh, I'm sorry, I was a bit slow there.
That's fine, we got the reason before we got the proposal. So, yeah. So
okay.
It's this one.
Yeah. So you want me to? Would you like me to read that?
Yes,
okay. So it's all official. Okay. Yeah. Having considered, in accordance with the procedure set out in the Council's constitution, the objection to the order, the committee considers that the reasons put forward for not protecting the tree do not outweigh the contribution it makes to the amenity of the area, and that the tree should therefore be protected. So we come to the end.
Yeah.
I would like to thank everybody. I'd also particularly like to thank Mr. English for coming in and speaking. I appreciate this is not the outcome that you would wish. I hope that you feel confident, though, that it has been properly discussed and that there are further steps to be taken,
yeah,
which should
absolutely
maybe
yeah
help you out in this situation.
Yeah.